You know the vibe, you know the spice, it's your boy Say. So this is called the Chilled Spot. Just a place to have chilled conversation. Today is the 16th of March 2024. It's the birth of a new podcast, and I'm here with a special guest, Mr. Rex, man. You know the vibe.
That's good. Boy, Say So. Thank you for having me today.
That's cool, man. So, Mr. Rex, can you just tell me more about yourself and what you do?
Okay. My name is Mr. Rex. I work in the creative industry as a filmmaker, photographer, multimedia kind of stuff. I've been doing that for a few years now. I work with alongside various organizations, not just the entertainment industry, but okay. Various organizations and industries. Though I did start in entertainment first many years ago, doing music videos and stuff, but I now do a vast array of different type of projects now, which also has led me to working with various rum brands, hence probably why you interview me today and stuff like yeah. that. So yeah, but that's basically what I do.
Cool. Another question. Do you have a story about rum?
A story about rum. Let me lay the cards on the table. Basically, I'm not actually a rum drinker. I don't really drink basic stuff. But I will say this, that when I do drink on the rare occasion, and when I did first start drinking basic stuff, it's always been rum. And my, the story that I do have to say is that I have very fond memories after just leaving school and being allowed to go out raving with my friends, basically. And, you know, as you do, you go out, you feel your way, you work out how to dress, you work out how to talk to girls and stuff like that. And one of the things that I started to dabble in was, okay, when you go out to rave and you're out, you buy a drink. Yeah. So it's the obvious thing to do. And my first introduction to buying a drink was rum and black. If anybody goes back that far to understand.
So for the new generation, what's rum and black?
Rum and black is simply rum and blackcurrant basic stuff. It's for newbies, you know what I mean? People that find maybe rum is, or alcohol is a bit too strong for them. So the blackcurrant has an essence of sweetness to it. So that was a typical thing back in the day when I was younger, in the 80s and stuff, which is now showing my age and stuff, 80s and stuff like that. Early 90s, when you'd go out, basically, if you just wanted a simple rum cocktail, you'd just say a rum and black, you know what I mean, and stuff. Rum and coke was also, as well, quite a popular thing for newbies getting into it and stuff. So that was my fond memories of me first raving and first experiencing my first rum, basically, stuff.
Okay, cool. Today we have the rum of the month from Craft Room Club.
Okay, so we've got the rum of the month. So in front of us, basically, I can see a nice looking bottle. It's got a big plant on it. It looks like a tropical leaf of some sort, basically. And the name of the rum is. Yeah, so how's that pronounced? Is it Karasimbi?
Yeah, Karasimbi.
Karasimbi, that's an unusual name. Is that a spice or is that a normal rum?
This is a gold rum.
This is a golden rum.
Yeah.
And stuff. Yeah, and
so can you kind of like explain, I don't know if you have knowledge in regards to that, but like gold rum, spice rum, okay. White rum. And
yeah, as I said, I'm not a drinker, but because I've been working, and I explain as well, my connections with rum today is being with working at the Rum Fest based and stuff. I've been working at the Rum Fest now for a great number of years, almost from the inception of it and stuff. So I've seen many, many rum brands start off and become big brands that are now in supermarkets or literally selling worldwide and everything and stuff. So I've been, and at the same time was able to taste a little bit of some of the ones that I had a keen interest in, that some of the rums that had, like when somebody said, oh, we've mixed rum with chocolates or rum with coffee, I had a keen interest of just having a little sample, and so I've been able to taste some. So that's kind of my involvement with rum and stuff. And because I'm around masterclasses so much and around ambassadors, I get to understand about the history as well of rum, which is fascinating because it's very cultural. I'm a very cultural person as well and stuff. So a lot of that, of the culture and the history of rum, is very appealing to me as well, even though I'm actually not a avid drinker, okay, as such, basically, and stuff. So that's
before we go into the history and the rum first, I just poured us a glass of rum. Okay. And just smell it.
I'm going to smell it. Oh, there. Yeah. That is nice, though.
What notes are you picking up from?
Boy, you're going to ask me about notes. You know, I'm not that kind of guy, but I can smell fruit of some sort, some kind of fruit, basically. But because my nose isn't trained yet, I couldn't even tell you, but I'm just going to guess and say it has a kind of passiony fruit kind of smell in it. You know what I mean? And it's a sweetness to it, the smell.
Definitely
a sweetness, basically. I can smell the aroma. And we're using a margarita glass?
And stuff? Yeah.
It's quite wide at the bottom and it goes in at the top and stuff. So apparently this is supposed to help you smell a certain way. I've been listening to Ian Burrell a lot, and I mean, so don't quote me on that. But apparently, the different glass shapes determine the taste of where it hits your lips and the nose and stuff like that.
We can tell it's gold rum.
Yeah, so well. I'm holding up in the air because that's what you're doing it. So I'm holding up in the air, so I'm looking it against the light, and it's very golden, and stuff like that. You kind of stir it, you kind of shake it in your hand, kind of stir it, so that kind of loosens up the flavor. Now, I sound like a connoisseur, but I'm literally just talking about what I've been seeing and over the years when I've been filming these events and stuff. So I'm just doing exactly what I remember these ambassadors were talking about. So, but it smells really nice.
Yeah.
I could like that. That's me. I could just sit here and smell this and say, I like that.
And do you feel like just smelling it can also inspire you to like be creative?
Yeah. Cause this is what we're going to talk about in it as well, because we're two creatives. You do music as well. Yeah. I do music as well as part of being creative as well. And smelling this thing before you start work, tasting this thing before you start work or into a creative space can have an influence on the outcome of what you're doing and stuff. People like to do certain things before they start off their day, whether it's, let me have a drink before I start work, or let me have, let me eat this particular type of thing before I do, you know what I mean? It's kind of sets them up. Let me have a smoke, you know what I mean? Or whatever it is, but with what you're doing, basically, which is let me create a cocktail before I go and start my musical journey, whether it's writing a song or production, I think that's something new. Now you ask me straight away, like, oh, what notes are you smelling?
The notes,
and that sounds like about music. Yeah, you know what I mean? The flavors as well.
Notes as in music,
flavors and the balance and stuff. You use all these kind of terminologies in music as well.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting, you know what I mean, and stuff. So, and the thing about the smell, it makes you want to taste it.
I know.
It's like, obviously, so I'm picking, now I know what it tastes like.
I'm just looking at it. I'm just going to take a little sip.
Okay, so you can tell me what it tastes like. What are you feeling here?
It's quite smooth.
Quite smooth.
Not heavy. But like it's light.
Not heavy. So kind of need you get into this kind of drink, do you reckon?
Yeah, because it's not heavy to the chest.
Okay.
It goes straight down. I like the taste of it. It's long lasting.
So
as well.
What? So another question. I'm not sure if you know about this particular rum, basically, but what age is this? And stuff, because I know that's that falls very heavily on people's decisions on whether they should buy something or whatever is the age of it. With 5 year, 2 year, 10 year, basically, and everything and stuff. Does that have a year on it, basically, determine the kind of pre-mint that is?
Yeah, I believe so. This is a blend from the Caribbean and it's aged 5 years.
Aged 5 years, okay, cool.
So I like my aged rum.
You like your aged rum. So yeah. What does that mean to you? I mean, like, so you
said you like your aged rum. The sweetness. So you've got the spice rum, which is quite sweet. And yeah. I believe the new generation also likes spice rum, but after the experience from the Rum Fest for 3 years now, I just would stick to the aged rum because I don't have to drink much.
Yeah.
The flavor is there, the power is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the balance is there as well, regardless mm-hmm. whether it's like aged and mm-hmm. stuff, and you don't feel the heaviness on your chest. So. And I don't like sweet stuff, so I would just stick to the aged stuff.
Same.
And it feels like I can actually smell the barrel from London to like Barbados, just mm-hmm. drinking the aged rum.
So now basically you have a more understanding with about rum. How does this influence you when you do your music and your songs and stuff?
So I was writing a track the other day and I was kind of stuck just trying to record, but I kind of took a step back, took a sip of rum, and I just kind of read the label behind the bottle of the rum, and I started picking up, oh, it's got raisin in it, so I can actually see a raisin in my music, the spiciness of it, the vibe of the room. For me, it's just reflecting on myself while I was taking a shot, and there's more going on in the shot, the flavor, the balance, the notes. There's a lot my brain is actually picking up that I feel like those senses kind of make me tap into a different world.
Mm-hmm.
Which can kind of like make me say things that really other people wouldn't say, but I'm just so, it gives me enough power and energy
mm-hmm.
to just keep growing and keep doing me, really. So
yeah,
marinating rum and music is something that's new to me, but
mm-hmm.
it definitely can work. So, and we've got the rum show coming up on the 23rd of May.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, looking forward to that.
That's good. I mean, like, it's quite unique to be able to create. The reason why I'm pausing, everyone, in case people are thinking I'm stuttering, because I keep smelling as I'm talking. See, that's the glass. I keep having a kind of a waft. So I'm kind of, it sounds like I'm pausing, but I'm literally having a sniff and then talking as well. But yeah, it's a unique thing basically to use kind of cocktails and rum to kind of influence your writing or and your music and stuff. But yeah.
And what would be your favorite rum from when you used to like drink rum?
I wouldn't say I got a favorite because I didn't really dabble in trying different rums. But when I was young, the drink back then, which everyone knew about, was Bacardi. Basically, from a young perspective, basically, Bacardi is just the easiest thing to kind of get into when it comes to rum. So I remember back then, Bacardi was still big and everything, and it was just the kind of drink to kind of get. Also, Captain Morgan was a drink, you know what I mean, that I had as well. I remember that. But I actually got introduced to Ray Nephew, you know what I mean? Ray Nephew, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. And how that came about, basically, because obviously the kind of raves and the kind of friends that I had back then were a lot of Caribbean friends. I had a lot of Caribbean friends and stuff, and they obviously their parents were into rave and stuff like that. So I got introduced to that around the same kind of time. But wow, that was like, you know what I mean? If you know about rave basically and stuff, that's quite strong. And everything stuff, but I kind of dabbled into that, and you obviously you got to water it down and stuff, mm-hmm. and everything. So those are the three names that I can pull out of the hat that I remember from back then in regards to would ask for a rum. You know what I mean? Don't have a favorite, like, you know what I mean, as if I had a whole array of different type of rums. Those are just the ones that I knew about and tasted all right, and my friends would have and stuff like that. You know what I mean and stuff.
And would you say rum as well, can it also be used for like medical reasons?
Yeah, that if you're gonna ask me now, when was the last time you had rum, basic and stuff. I would say literally, I would say about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And that was because I had a really a big cold, a heavy cold and stuff like that. And so my wife basically and stuff, she makes a really good concoction with rum, ginger, basically and stuff, and mixes it in, basically and stuff, to make this really nice concoction. And she mixes it with honey as well. And you take this shot and you take that, and I'm telling you, I kid you not, that thing just, that kicks the hell out of a cold. You know what I mean?
What would you like say, 1 or 2 days for you?
Yeah, it's almost instant. You feel that, because you feel the heat going down your chest, basically stuff. You know what I mean? And we used Equiano for that. So we've got a bottle of Equiano given to us, basically stuff, by Ian Burrell. And so we just had that sitting there and everything and stuff. And so we popped that for, oh, let's try that. Because we've got a whole heap of, like, you can more or less could say I'm a rum collector, because we don't drink the rums, but people have given us presents and stuff and gifts with rum, because obviously because of my involvement in Rumfest. So we just keep the bottles, you know what I mean, and stuff. And I was even told that we've got like a couple of collector's items, because many years ago there were certain rum brands that are no longer there, or there's certain rum bottles that have changed. And so they've got a new bottle, so I've got the old bottle now and stuff like that, and blah, blah, blah. So we've got a few collector's items and stuff like that that we just haven't opened. So we had Equiano, and we thought, oh, let's pop that. And she makes a really good concoction. You know what I mean? And we just take a little shot and stuff, and it burns out the cold away and stuff like that. And you kind of feel this instant relief, you know what I mean, and everything. So that's why I use rum for a lot as well, for when I've got really, I don't use it for every cold, just when it's really, really bad, like, cold or maybe a flu or something.
And just for the viewers sitting at home listening to this pod, this show is sponsored by Craft Room Club and supported by Craft Room Club. The question is, what is Craft Room Club? Right, I know that a lot of people will be asking that as we're sitting here talking about rum. But Craft Room Club is a place where you can subscribe to rums, receive them every month. You're flexible with your membership, free delivery at the end of the month. And you've got those deals and discounts for your members. And yeah, so Mr. Rex, what's your relationship with Craft Room Club and the Rumfest?
As I said, with the Rumfest basically and stuff, Rumfest kind of hire people to do kind of like photography and film and stuff. And I'm one of the people that helps them with that as well. You know what I mean, and everything. And by doing that means, obviously, you take pictures of the rum, take pictures of all the different ambassadors, the vibe, basically, and as well as filming the ticket holders and stuff like that. So that's basically what I do, and that's my kind of thing. Do the same thing for Craft Room Club as well, and stuff. And by being so involved for so many years, it's given me an understanding of what rum is about. I'm not a connoisseur by any stretch of the way, but over the years I've been able to pick up bits of knowledge and stuff like that, and then my understanding of rum basically is a lot better than it was at the beginning as well, and I have a much more respect for the industry, for what it does and stuff like that. And as well, you know what I mean, it comes from a culture that I understand, having, you know what I mean, come from the Caribbean and stuff like that, and so forth. That's how I remember rum to be, and it's now basically starting to be developed and distilled in Africa now and stuff, and other parts of the world. So it's kind of it's moved forward, and it's now overtaken sales in gin basically, and whiskey
as well,
you know what I mean. So it's doing very, very well now, you know what I mean, and everything. So that's been my understanding and my experience with kind of rum.
Cool. This has been a great conversation.
Yo.
Getting to talk to you, Mr. Rex, usually is the other way.
Yeah.
You're doing the interview. But yeah, this is the birth of a new podcast. You know the vibe, you know the spice. This show is sponsored by Craft Room Club. And the owner of Craft Room Club is Donna and Kevin. And make sure you check out the website, yourboysayso.co and crowdfromclub.co. Thank you.
Thank you.